Hey, SFU! Getting money back for all your empty or refundable bottles and cans just got a lot easier. Just sign up for Returned Express for free. You can bag your containers, tag the bag, and drop it through the window at the new Express and Go container in the East parking lot. Return It will count your containers and credit your refunds to your online account. Learn more at returnit.ca/SFU.
Hi there, welcome to The Arts Edge. This is Annie Roach, and on tonight's show, we're going to be featuring some great rock and roll music. After spending 2 weeks in London, UK, this past summer, I began looking at artists who were from the UK. And so, over the next 2 weeks, I will be featuring various artists, bands, and singers out of the UK. To start things off, I've got a song from a Canadian singer-songwriter, Terry Jacks. Jacks, whose music was influenced by many of these bands and singers, wrote this song in the early 70s. It's a song that is really a story song about how music first came to him. Let's go to that now. Rock and roll music, you gave me the best years of my life.
I can still remember when I bought my first guitar. I remember just how good the feeling was. Put it proudly in my car, and I played my friends 1,000 times my two-song repertoire. And I told my mom her oldest son was gonna be a star. I bought all the Beatle records, and I tried to sound like Paul. I bought all the old Buddy Hollies, the 78s and all. And I sat by my record player, playing every song they played. And I watched them all on TV, every move they made. Rock and roll, I gave you all the best years of my life. The dreamy sunny Sundays, all the magic moonlit nights. I was so busy in the back room, writing love songs to you while you were changing your direction. I never even knew that I was always one step behind you. 66 seemed like the year I was really going somewhere. We were living in San Francisco with flowers in our hair, singing songs of kindness so the world would understand that the guys and me were something more than just another band. And then 69 in L.A., well, it came around so soon, but we were really making headway and writing lots of tunes. And we must have played the wildest stuff we had ever played, 'cause the way the crowd yelled out for more, we thought we had it made. Rock and roll, I gave you all the best years of my life, playing my guitar. I was so busy on the road, singing love songs to you while you were changing your direction. I never even knew that I was always one step behind you. 71 in Soho was when I met Suzanne. I was trying to go it solo with someone else's band. Came up to me later on, and I took her by the hand, and I told her all my troubles, and she seemed to understand. And she followed me through London, through 100 hotel rooms, through 100 record companies that didn't like my tunes. And she followed me till finally I sold my old guitar, and she tried to help me understand that never. Life. The dreamy sunny Sundays, all the magic moonlit nights. And though I never had the chance of making it with you, I thank the Lord for giving me the little bit I knew. And I'll always be one step behind you. Rock and roll, I gave you all the best years of my life.
Initially called the New Yardbirds, Led Zeppelin was an English rock band formed in London in 1968. The band was comprised of Robert Plant, guitarist Jimmy Page,
bassist and keyboardist John Paul Jones, and drummer John Bonham. The band was together for a total of 12 years between 1968 and 1980. In 1969, Led Zeppelin released their Top 10 album, which featured Good Times, Bad Times, Dazed and Confused, and Communication Breakdown. Led Zeppelin II, which was also released in 1969, was their first number one album, which included the hit single Whole Lotta Love and Ramble On. Following year, the band released their second album, Led Zeppelin II. Following year, the band released Led Zeppelin III, which included Immigrant Song. Their fourth album, which was untitled and is commonly known as Led Zeppelin IV, was released in 1971. It is one of the best-selling albums in history, with 37 million copies sold, with hits including Black Dog, Rock and Roll, and Stairway to Heaven. Led Zeppelin released many, many hits in their time together, including some of the most popular and influential works in rock history, to include the album Houses of the Holy, released in 1973, with the hit singles The Song Remains the Same, Over the Hills and Far Away.
The love I need, maybe more than enough. Oh, darling, 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 walk a while with me. Oh, you got so much, so much, so much. We'll be right back.
Jimmy Page wrote most of Led Zeppelin's music, while Robert Plant wrote most of the lyrics, with Jones's keyboard-based compositions becoming central to their music, some of which was based on experimentation. It was in 1980, after the death of John Bonham, that the band decided to disband. Their music has gone down in history, and even still today, many young people hear their music and aren't always aware that the music is now at least 40 years old. Yes, Led Zeppelin, the song remains the same, and the band remains the same. So now I'm going to play a couple of their songs, which are two of my favorites. The first one is Stairway to Heaven, released on their best-selling album Led Zeppelin IV in 1971.
Thank you.
In 1995, Led Zeppelin was inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, and the museum's biography depicts the band as influential during the 1970s as the Beatles were in the 1960s. So now I have a song for you off their 1969 album, Led Zeppelin II. Here we have Whole Lotta Love. Next, we'll be featuring some of the music and history of one of England's most famous rock and roll bands of all time, the Rolling Stones. The band formed in London in 1962 and have been together for over 7 decades, with some of the key members still together for the duration of these decades, some former and some new members. It all began when Keith Richards and Mick Jagger became classmates and childhood friends in 1950 in Dartford, Kent, England. A few years later, in 1954, Jagger's family moved to Wilmington, Kent, and it was there that Jagger formed a garage band with his friend Dick Taylor, where they played the music of Muddy Waters, Chuck Berry, Little Richard, Howling Wolf, and Bo Diddley. Shortly after, Serendipity would step in, and Jagger would meet Keith Richards on the Dartford Railway Station. It was when Keith Richards noticed Mick Jagger carrying the Chuck Berry and Muddy Waters records that Richards realized they had a shared interest, and soon after, a musical partnership began. They later met Alan Etherington and Bob Backwith, who joined the band, and soon the quintet began calling themselves the Blues Boys. Following year, in 1962, the band would meet guitarist Brian Jones and keyboardist Ian Stewart and drummer Charlie Walls, after which time Corner began jamming with Richards and Jagger. Over the next few years, different band members came and went. By 1962, journalists were starting to pay attention to the band, and a journalist from Jazz News asked the band for their name. And ironically, or through serendipity, Jones noticed a Muddy Waters LP lying on the floor, which included one of the tracks, Rolling Stone. And so the Rolling Stones were born.
It's easy to do the things you wanted. I bought them for you. Graceless lady, you know how I am. You know I can't let you slide through my hands. 'Cause why? But no sweeping exits off stage lines could make me feel bitter or treat you unkind. Yes. Why?
and alive. I got my freedom, but I don't have much time.